kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa pagpapatupad ng Stage 4 restriction sa Victoria, mas maraming mga negosyo ang apektado. Kasama na dito ang sektor ng child care at early education, kung saan napapabilang si Grace Labucana. Aniya, mahirap at mabigat sa kanilang kalooban na tanggihan ang mga magulang na hindi essential workers pero nangangailangan ng tulong sa pag-aruga at pagtuturo sa kanilang mga anak. Narito ang panayam.
Started as a casual educator since last year pa. Introduced ng stage 3, biglang na-reduce ng hours ko as an educator. Tapos, because na-reduce yung hours ko, so buti na lang sa akin sa situation ko, I am staying with my siblings. So, I was able to cope up with my finances, in other words. Parang may kumukup sa akin, in other words. Tapos, aside sa reduced hours, yung numbers naman ng mga students na pumupunta sa center, biglang, hindi man bigla, pero it's like gradual lang. At that time, stage 3, pwede pa yung mga children allowed pa rin maka-attend. It's not really that strict as compared to now na stage 4.
Okay, so at stage 3, in terms of yung attendance, by mga ilang percent bumaba ang bilang?
Umabot kami ng around like 50 to 60 children in a day. Tapos pag nag-start yung mga restrictions, parang bumaba na mga around 40, 30. Ngayon, nakita ko nga sa, because I'm still in contact with my colleagues, even though nag-resign na ako last week with them, bumaba na until like 20 na lang. How they were able to cope with it, parang hindi ko alam. Parang hindi ko alam kung anong ginagawa nila ron. I think it's more on online training, really trying to support each other.
Ngayon na stage 4 na, of course, stricto na rin ang Victorian government. At ang sabi nga ay, yung mga essential workers lang talaga ang papayagan na magpadala ng bata sa child care center. And kailangan pa ng masinsinang mga documents, di ba? Para ma-prove na essential worker talaga sila at kailangan ipadala yung kanilang mga anak sa center. Mm-hmm. Ano ba yung sentimiento mo tungkol dito? Kakayanin bang mag-comply ng mga child care centers? Can they turn away, for instance, yung mga parents na hindi naman talaga, alam mo yon, essential workers, pero talagang nangangailangan ng service?
Ang sentiment ko naman sa ganyang situation, I know it's very sad. Yeah, I'm quite sad about that. Kasi it's hard to tell parents na hindi namin ma-take care yung children, which basically saying that we are not going to do our job. Parang ganun. And we try to give them other options. Like, for example, yung tawag na learning from home. So trying to give them a list of activities to do. Still continue to communicate sa families, whether in digital means or phone or whatever means na we are still in connection with our families. It's kind of hard. Hard and very sad that parang we are turning families away, but we cannot do something about it kasi gobyerno yun ang kung mag-reach ka parang laki na ang penalty mo. Ngayong, yung commitment namin is to really care and educate their children, and then we are saying we cannot do that. Parang it's really against sa prinsipyo ko, tapos against sa of what I am supposed to do and to provide to them. Parang ganun ang feeling ko.
Okay. Ang hirap nga nun, ano?
Oo. Oh. But I try to really give them alternatives, and you have to make friends with technology. Make use of the tools that you have para continue pa rin yung connection at collaboration with the families.
Okay, so how do you establish that? So number one, kailangan yata may existing connection ka with the family. This advice of yours is applicable dun sa konteksto na dating nag-a-attend yung bata sa center, di ba? At kilala mo yung family, and then ngayon, hindi na talaga sila po pwedeng mag-access ng services ng child care center. So, ang mangyayari, itutuloy mo lang. gusto mo pa rin kunuman.
Oo. Umabot nga siya yung sa stage 3 at some point nag-zoom yung yoga session with the children. this is also an industry, parang daming sacrifices na binigay ng ano ng teacher kasi extra time din yun in preparing. And sometimes sometimes not included sa pay or sometimes included, parang ganun, the planning and preparation to make those parang online learning or making ganun yung mga classes na ganun. So most of the time binabayaran, where there are times actually na hindi na nababayaran, we have to do some a little bit of sacrifice as well.
Ngayon ito na, ano naman ang masasabi mo, anong mensahe ang maibibigay mo para doon sa mga, sabihin natin yung mga nagtatrabaho sa child care and early education centers na nawalan ng trabaho, no? Lalo na yung mga casuals, yung sanay na kaliwat ka na ng trabaho, sabi mo nga sila pa yung namimili, ano ba yung, di ba nahirapan pa silang mamili, ano ba dito ang papasukan ko? Anong masasabi mo sa kanila?
Well, at this time, parang kailangan talaga lahat ng dasal, prayers, tapos wag mawala ng pag-asa, cause tapos at the same time action. If ever na wala talagang work as of now, you can always update through online, trying to update yourself. Continue naman yung mga hiring ng educators at teachers ngayon, pero iba namang area, like the regional area or even other states. So yun, you have to do a lot of prayers and don't give up, tapos do something about it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.